We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, Nathan Roberts in for Chris Seaton's on this Friday after Thanksgiving. And our top local story, what else? It's Black Friday. The turkey and the pumpkin pie are giving way to a feast at the shopping mall today as Black Friday got underway in what was rainy but now is gone, and it's still cold, though.
Shoppers say at first it was raining and then it tapered off, but yes, they were huddled up in jackets and scarves and gloves and even some blankets, braving the cold and the crowds.
It was really cold. I waited like 1.5 hours in every line.
It turned into an all-night gig. She was actually doing her holiday shopping, but one man who showed up at 2 o'clock in the morning said it was all about him.
I usually come and buy my stuff once a year. My shoes. I wear Echo shoes, and I usually get them 50% off.
So the sales brought many people in, but the weather kept some people away. Citadel spokesperson Cynthia Schmidt says retailers seem to be rolling along anyway.
The traffic was probably a little bit less, but the conversion was actually still pretty good. The stores are telling us that.
So fewer people spending more money?
Let's hope so.
Black Friday is supposed to be the biggest shopping day of the season, but if you like crowds, the Saturday before Christmas is supposed to be pretty crazy, too. At the Citadel Outlets, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Los Angeles retail analyst Brent Schoenbaum of Deloitte is watching the crowds of shoppers at the Glendale Galleria that was open all night. Tells KNX that predictions that Black Friday is fading are wide of the mark.
About 70% of consumers will be in store today. And most notably, that'll be led by Generation Z, followed by the millennials. So we're expecting a pretty robust Black Friday from a traffic perspective, and it'll tilt more towards in-store than online today.
He says that Black Friday normally is more popular in Southern California than other parts of the country because of our good weather that we usually have. It remains to be seen what impact our cold weather we're going to have today. Fire damaged several floors overnight at a ritzy downtown L.A. condo tower.
A man has been arrested. He's suspected of arson for apparently setting fires on three floors of the Metropolis Tower 2, downtown Los Angeles. It's a 42-story Luxo Tower. It's filled with million-dollar condos. L.A. City Fire got the first trouble reports just after 11 last night.
The alarms we were getting were water flow alarms, multiple water flow alarms.
LA City Fire's Nicholas Prang tells KNX that those sprinklers that they kept the fire from spreading, kept it contained.
And our arson counterterrorism investigators walked the whole building floor by floor and after apprehending one suspect for the setting of these fires.
Apparently significant damage on three floors starting on the 21st floor. I'm told mostly water damage, not from fire. No injuries. Metropolis Tower 2. It's on San Francisco Street between LA Live and Staples Center. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband are apparently preoccupied with the Christmas spirit. KNX 1070's Pete Demetrio reports live that the couple have reportedly been working closely with their defense team as their criminal trial and the college admissions scandal approaches.
People close to the celebrity couple accused of committing mail fraud, money laundering, and bribery in order to get their two daughters into USC on an athletic scholarship have been engaged in a mock trial or mock trial efforts at their attorney's offices, seeing which theories might work best in front of a jury. Criminal attorney Lou Shapiro says it's better to find out from objective observers before a trial if a tactic is going to be effective or not.
What's helpful about the mock trials is that after you present the evidence to the participants, you get to talk to them after. You know, oftentimes the jury will run out, but with your participants, you can say, well, what evidence would be helpful to you? What do you think is more damaging? What do we need to focus on more? And you can learn a lot from the experience and use it in the actual trial.
The Fuller House star and her husband, designer Massimo Giannulli, could face up to 60 years in federal prison if convicted of all the charges lodged against them. Reporting live, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Some Metro riders say they've been frustrated with delays since the grand reopening of the Metro Blue Line, which is now officially called the A Line.
Metro spokesman Brian Haas tells KNX there were three big issues that came up since the line reopened earlier this month.
First, there was an issue with a junction box, which we were able to replace. The second was some issues with the overhead power lines, in which they weren't properly aligned in about five different locations, which took a little time for us to repair because it was damaging some of the rail cars.
And the third issue, he says, is with the timing of the crossing gate at 108th Street. Haas says crews hope to have that fixed in the near future. He says he understands riders are upset and says Metro is working to make the ride as smooth as possible. Looks like the Long Beach breakwater may be here to stay. After years of study, the Army Corps of Engineers is recommending moving forward with a reef restoration plan, but not making any changes to the breakwater itself. And that is a big disappointment to Seamus Ian Innes. He tells KNX his group, the Surf Rider Foundation, wanted to get rid of the barrier and let surfing return to Long Beach.
Our hopes for Long Beach were to have waves along our beach for recreation, for tourism, for home prices, for economic development, and for habitat restoration. We saw a lot of benefits coming out of this with, you know, some mitigation and minimal negative impacts.
It's not a done deal. The Long Beach City Council hasn't weighed in on what it wants. The plan to restore the reef off Long Beach would be the Corps of Engineers' first open ocean ecosystem restoration project in the whole nation.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.